morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
It's a long portion today. We'll read from Romans chapter 1.
今天我们读的经文很长，从罗马书第一章开始。
Verses 18 to 32.
从第十一节到第三十二节。十八节到三十二节。
Romans 1:18-32.
罗马书第一章第十八节到第三十二节。
The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness.
原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them.
神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。
For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但藉着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God,nor gave thanks to him, for their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗。
Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools.
自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
And exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made.To look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles.
将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。
Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another.
所以神任凭他们乘着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。
They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen.
他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主，主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿门。
Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts.Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones.
因此，神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处。
In the same way, the men also abandoned their natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves.The due penalty for their perversion.
男人也是如此，弃了女人顺性的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男行可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受着妄为当得的报应。
Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, He gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done.
他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事。
They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips.
装满了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒。凶杀、争竞、诡诈、毒狠，又是忏悔的。
Slanderers, God haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents.
背后说人的、怨恨神的、侮慢人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的。
They are senseless, faithless.Heartless, ruthless.
无知的、被约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。
Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them.
他们虽知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
Let's read a few more from chapter 5.
我们继续再读第五节。
Chapter 5, 20 to chapter 6, verse 11.
第五节，第五章，第。
Chapter 5, verse 20.
第二十节,
and chapter to chapter 6, verse 11.
一直到第六章第十一节。
But where sin increased, grace increased all the more.
律法只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
这样怎么说呢? 我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗?
By no means, we die to sin. How can we live in it any longer?
断乎不可, 我们在罪上死了的人岂可仍在罪中活着呢?
Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗?
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死, 和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。If
we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。But
we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
因为我们知道我们的旧人与他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。Because
anyone who has died has been freed from sin.
因为已死的人是脱离了罪。Now
if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。But
we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again.
因为知道
death no longer has mastery over him.
因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。The
death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God.
他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向着神活。In
the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
这样，你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Let's have a short prayer one more time.
我们再有一些祷告。
Father, it's a privilege to come and remember the Lord Jesus and to be remembered by you as well.
父啊，我们能够再次来到你面前，实在是你给我们的特权，让我们可以真的是来这里纪念主。
And as we open up your word, we pray for your blessing.
我们打开你话的时候，求主你祝福我们。
We ask that you speak.
主你自己说话。
We want to hear from you.
我们要听你的话。
We ask that the Holy Spirit would use the word to change us.
我们求圣灵用这些话来改变我们。
Please speak to our hearts.
对我们的心说话。
To encourage us.
激励我们。
And to edify us.
并建造我们。
And to draw us closer to yourself.
让我们能够更多的被你所吸引。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I wonder how many of you know what's going on in Penn State University?
不知道大家有多少人知道在宾州州立大学所发生的事。
Okay, can you raise your hand if you know?
可不可以举下手知道这件事的？
Okay. For those of you who don't know,
不知道的呢?
There is he used to be a football coach at Penn State University.
曾经有一个是在宾州州立大学美式橄榄球的教练。
And there are allegations. Accusations.
他被起诉,
that he sexually molested and abused young boys.
他性骚扰了一些,
He's been doing it for a long time.
过去很长时间以来,
that's the allegation. He's been doing it for many, many years.
对他的指控就是在过去的许多年, 他做了这样的事。
And the boys are maybe 10 years old.
这些孩子大概只有10岁。
And he was in his 50s and 60s and probably in his 40s as well.
而这个教练呢, 已经是40, 50, 差不多60岁。
He preyed on those young boys who were in trouble.
就是这些孩子他们本来是有一些问题的。
He even has an organization for troubled young boys.
他甚至呢有一个机构是本来是要帮助这些孩子的。
So he becomes friends with them.
所以他成为他们的朋友。
He takes them out for a meal.
带他们出去吃饭。
He takes them to the football games, to the schools.
带他们去学校去看球。
And he finds time to take advantage of his authority, of his position over these young boys.
然后呢, 他就利用他的地位来骚扰这些孩子。
Now, when you hear about something like this,
当我们听到这样事情的时候,
most of you will be disturbed.
我们心里面会很不平。
Most of us will. It would be hard to unless, for example, the parents of those young boys.
除非你是这些孩子的父母,
the young boys themselves.
或者这些孩子他们自己,
and when we hear about this,
我们听到这样事的时候,
we should be angry.
我们理当愤怒,
we should be, it is right that we are offended.
我们理当觉得实在是很生气。
I don't know what the penalty of, let's say he is found guilty.
如果他被证明有罪, 我不知道他会受到什么样的惩罚。
I don't know what the penalty is for child molestation.
对于这种对孩子的, 虐待, 我不知道他会受到什么样的惩罚。
It is so disturbing that I don't even know if the Bible addresses this in particular.
我不知道圣经有没有特别的讲到这一点。
But those of us who have, whether it's young boys or young girls,
但是我们当中不论是年轻的男孩或者女孩子,
if that was your child,
如果是你的孩子的话,
let alone other kids, but if it was your child,
我们暂且不说是不是其他的孩子, 我们就假定是自己的孩子。
I think it would be natural for us to react and would want to kill this person.
我想我们如果想要说真的是去杀这个人的话, 也是很自然的。
Because the offense is so hideous.
因为我们实在是对我们的伤害实在太大。
The offense is so repulsive.
实在是力量实在太大。
Most of us would want to beat him until he dies.
我们真的大多数人真的是恨不得把他打死。
I think that's a natural reaction. That's probably the more appropriate, at least what we feel in our hearts, that's appropriate.
我想这是非常自然的，至少我们心里面觉得这也是应当的。
Now, the Bible talks about sexual immorality in Romans.
在罗马书里面, 也讲到在人在性的方面犯的罪。
Not just in Romans, but in many of Paul's epistles, he talks about sexual immorality and perversion.
不单单的在罗马书里面, 在保罗的其他书信方面也讲到这一方面。
But you know, on this list of sins that we just read,
在我们刚才读的这一连串的罪里面,
it talks about homosexuality.
讲到同性恋。
Women having relations with other women.
女人与女人行可羞耻的事。
But on the list,
但是在这个清单上。
But on the list, there are some other things.
还有其他的事。
Envy.
嫉妒。
Wanting something that I don't have, but somebody else has it.
我所没有的，别人却有。
Okay, murder is pretty, we would acknowledge murder is pretty serious.
我们知道谋杀是一件非常大的罪。
Strife.
争竞。
We all have strife, right?
我们每个人心里都会有这种争竞。
In the church,
在教会里面,
at home,
在家里面,
we have strife.
我们会彼此争竞。
Arrogant,
骄傲,
and boastful,
夸口。
I think all of us have pride.
我想我们每个人都有骄傲。
And we have boasted at one point or other.
我们都会自夸。
Disobeying the parents.
违背父母。
Those of us who are already parents, when we were young, we have disobeyed our parents.
我们这些做父母的，当我们年轻的时候，我们会也会违背父母。
And those of us who are children living at our parents' homes, we have disobeyed our parents.
作为住在父母家里面的孩子，也会违背父母。
Even senseless and faithless and heartless.
无知的、被约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。
What God says is, not only is sexual immorality worthy of death.
神说不但在性方面犯罪是要死的。
But these things.
这些事呢？
Those of us who practice these things.
我们行这些事的人。
God says you have to die.
神说你们也是要死的。
That penalty, the penalty for this sin is death.
罪的工价就是死。
In God's eyes, it's all serious.
在神的眼中，这都是大罪。
They are all serious in God's eyes.
在神的眼中，这都是非常严重的。
But the problem is for us.
但我们的问题是
，in our mind and in our hearts, some things are serious.
在我们的心思头脑里面，有些是严重的。
But there are things that we think about it and it just doesn't seem so bad.
还有一些事我们想起来的时候觉得就不那么严重。
Thinking about this man who allegedly molested young boys.
让我们再想想宾州的这个在性虐待男孩的这个人。
Nobody knows when he started to think about these things.
没有人知道他这个意念是什么时候开始的。
Nobody knows when he started to be exposed to even thoughts of these things.
也不知道，没有人知道他什么时候开始想这些事。
But you know today.
而今天。
With the internet.
因为网络。
To be exposed to the most vile things.
接触到那些最邪恶的事。
Is very easy.
已经轻而易举。
It is so easy not only to hear about things,
不单单很容易听到这些事,
but visual, we can see things that we wouldn't do it in front of public.
很多事情我们可以去很容易就看到那些在公开的场合不能去看的事。
For a man,Who commits these lewd acts, preying on young boys?
人啊，在这些男孩的身上行这些可羞耻的事。
It starts from something small.
是从一些小事开始的。
He didn't wake up one day and say, "You know what? I want to molest young boys."
他不会说有一天早上醒来突然就想说我要去虐待这些男孩。
It started with something probably very We may not think it's so bad or so serious.
起初的时候，他的意念也许对我们来讲并不是那么可怕，那么可恶。
And then it gets more and more serious.
而是后来变得越来越严重。
There's probably 150 people in here, 200 people.
今天在这里大概有150到200人左右吧。
There's probably, well, I won't say probably, there may be somebody here who's doing these things.
也许在我们当中有些人也是这样。
And when we do something like this, going on the internet to look at pornography,
当我们上网看那些淫秽的东西的时候,
or anything inappropriate,
或者任何不适宜的东西的时候,
we go into a dark room.
我们进入一个暗室,
we go in, we close the door.
门是关的,
we turn the computer on.
打开电脑,
then we look.
然后我们上网去看。
After we look at something that like that,
我们看到这一类东西的时候,
when we walk out of the room,
从房间里出来,
the first time we do it,
我们第一次这样做的时候,
we feel uncomfortable.
我们心里面很不安,
we feel guilty.
我们有罪恶感,
we feel ashamed.
我们有羞耻感,
and we say, no, I should not go in there to look at those things.
我们会说我不应该做这样的事，看这样的东西。
But as time goes by,
但是时间久了,
we can't forget the things that we saw.
我们就忘记我们想的事。
We can't forget the things that we heard.
我们就没有办法忘记我们所思所见的。
Something is stirred up.
在我们心里有些事情搅动。
And we find that we go back to this room.
发现我们再回去的时候,
we go in,
进了房间,
we close the door,
关上门,
we do it again.
我们再次做这样的事。
And as this goes on,
这样时间久了,
the things that we look at,
我们所看的事,
gets worse and worse.
越来越不好。
The thoughts that come to our minds,
进到我们心里面的那些想意念,
gets more graphic and more dirty,
就越来越形象, 越来越污秽。
But the problem is,
问题是,
every time we walk out of this room,
每次我们从那个房间出来,
we feel terrible,
我们觉得很难过,
we feel so ashamed,
我们非常的羞耻。
And by God's grace, if we are so touched, we say, no, we can't do it.
如果神在我们身上有恩典，我们会说， 我再也不做了。
I should not go back in there.
我不应该再回去。But
if you have personally struggled with something like this,
如果我们个人心里面有这样的挣扎纠结的话，
you know,
你就知道，
sooner or later,
或迟或早,
we go back into this room.
我们会回去。
We go back in there.
我们会再回去。
Now, when we struggle with something like this,
当我们心里面有这样挣扎的时候,
and those of us who have struggled, I'll say, oh, you know, we try so hard, we can't try even, there's no way to try any harder than we've already tried.
我们已经尽了最大的努力, 我们不可能再有更多的力量了。
But we know.
但我们知道,
we can't handle it.
我们没有办法胜过。
We fall.
我们会跌倒。
The things that we do in this room,
我们在那个房间里面所做的,
we do it in hiding.
是隐藏的。
Because we know it's not good.
因为我们知道是不好的。
Deep inside, we know we shouldn't do it.
在我们内心深处，我们知道我们不应该做。
But we do it.
但是我们还是做了。
Now, going back to the list.
我们再看看刚才讲的那些罪。
Pride.
狂傲。
Boasting.
自夸。
Disobeying parents.
违背父母。
These sins, for some reason, we don't think it's as bad as this.
对我们来说，不知怎么的，觉得这些罪不如另外一个罪那样的可恶，那样的严重。
If we go into this room,
如果我们进了那个房间
，and we do those terrible things there,
我们做那些
，we know it's visual, it's in the heart, we don't.As we come out,
我们出来的时候
，if your spouse is at the door,
如果你的配偶就在门口
，if your father or your mother is at the door,
如果你的父母在门口
，and knew what you did, found out what you did,
哦，发现了你所做的事
，in the room,
知道你在里面做的事。
Shame,
羞耻
，remorse,
羞耻
，guilt,
罪恶
，it's heightened,
就在你心里面有很多。
We feel even more guilty because, wow, we've been discovered.
因为被发现，我们会有更多的罪恶感。
And we know as believers.When we go into this room,
我们知道我们这些信耶稣的人如果进了那个房间
Our Lord Jesus is always there.
我们主耶稣无处不在
We come out of that room, Jesus is there, but we ignore him.
我们从房间出来主耶稣在那里但是我们无视他
We just walk right by.
我们就走过去了
Some sins we will acknowledge. Yeah, you know, if somebody finds out that I'm doing this,
对有些罪，我们知道，如果有人知道了
，it'll be terrible.
是非常非常可怕的。
But there are sins that we do it without thinking twice.
但是有些罪我们去做的时候却不以为然。
Disobeying our parents.
违背父母。
We don't think twice.
我们都不用仔细想。
But God.When he sees us disobeying our parents,
但是神看到我们违背父母的时候
his reaction is the same to that as to what we talked about in going into the room.
他对这样罪的反应跟他对我们在那个房间里面所犯的罪的反应是一样的。
People who practice these things,All of these things, or any of these things,
行所有这些事的，或者行其当中任何一样事的人
are worthy of death.
都是当死。
The penalty is death.
因为罪的公价是死。
It's not a slap on the wrist. It's not a slap on the wrist.
不是，而不是说呢，不是受其他的惩罚。
It's not going to stand in the corner.
不是让你。站在房角受惩罚。
It's not a couple of years of jail time.
不是呢，坐几年的牢。
It's not paying a fine.
也不是呢，也不是说你要付罚款。
The penalty is death.
代价是死。
It's serious.
是非常严重的。
For the penalty to be death, it's got to be pretty serious.
这样的，因为呢，因为神是非对罪是非常非常在意的，所以呢，罪的公价就是死。
Even in this world,
在这个世界上
when somebody is tried, is put on trial,
如果有人被起诉
and the court finds them guilty and says death penalty,
如果法院定他死罪的话
the crime has to be pretty serious for somebody to be for somebody to be committed to death.
被判死刑是非常非常严重的事。
So God says,
所以神说,
all these things,
所有这些事,
if you practice them,
如果你行了,
is worthy of death.
就是当死。
Death penalty is, when we think about death penalty,
当我们想思想死刑的时候,
most of us here are upright citizens.
我们这里的大多数人都是合法啊，都是奉公守法的。
At least we consider ourselves to be.
至少我们会自己觉得是这样。
Because we don't go out to steal, we don't go out to kill, we don't go out to rape.
因为我们不会去偷窃，我们不会去谋杀，我们不会去强暴。
But the Bible says,
但是圣经说
，those who practice these things,
凡行这些事的
，are worthy of death,
都是应当死的。
God doesn't ask us our opinion.
神并不征求我们的意见。
God never asks His people.
神不问人的意见。
What do you think about arrogance?
你觉得骄傲如何?
Do you think somebody who is arrogant and boastful should be put to death?
神不会问人说你是不是觉得这人骄傲以至于死?
God never asks us that.
神从来不问我们这样的事。
God says, if you are proud and arrogant and you are boastful, you are worthy of death.
神只是说如果你是自夸的你是狂傲的你就当死。
People who go into this room.
去那房间的人。
Whether it's something like what I described in internet pornography.
无论他做的是不是我刚才讲的在网络上的淫秽。
Or those of us who maybe like to lie.
或者呢这些说谎的。
Those white lies.
不管是白谎。
Those of us who like to disobey our parents,
或者违背父母的。
By God's grace, maybe God allows us to see that.
也许神有恩典让我们可以看到这些。
We shouldn't go into this room.
我们不应该进入那个房间。
We shouldn't disobey our parents.
我们不应该违背父母。
We shouldn't be faithless and proud.
我们不应该毁约背约，我们不应该自夸。
Those of us who have struggled with any sin,
凡是每一个因罪而心里面挣扎的人，
we know, no matter how hard we try,
我们知道我们尽了多大的力量，
we cannot overcome it.
不论我们尽多大的力量，我们都没有办法胜过。
Because it is impossible for the old man not to sin.
因为让旧人不犯罪是不可能的。
And for those of us who have been born again,
对于重生的人,
there is Christ in us also.
在我们里面也有基督。
In Romans chapter 6, we read, Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
罗马书第六章说，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
And verse 5, if we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
第五节说，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
And verse 7, anyone who has died has been freed from sin.
第七节，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
That old man has No chance.
那旧人再也没有机会。
If you've seen movies about slaves, right?
如果我们看过奴隶的啊，看过那个有奴隶的影片的话。
They're in chains.
他们被锁链锁起来。
And the master has control of the chain.
那主人呢控制那个锁链。
The master pulls this way.
主人往哪边拉他们。
We can kick and fight, we can scream.
我们可以 我们可以挣扎，我们可以喊叫。
But we're going to wind up going.
但是我们要跟着走。
The old man has no chance against this kind of temptation and sin.
旧人就是在这种情形里面没有办法不犯罪。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Christ is also in us.
我们里面也有基督。
And in 1 John, it says, this new creation cannot sin.
在约翰一书里面说，这个新造它不犯罪。
It's impossible for Christ in us to sin.
耶基督在我们里面，我们不可能犯罪。
The Romans explains it, once we have been crucified with Christ, that sinner has been put to death.
罗马书向我们解释说，我们一旦与基督同钉十字架，那个旧人就已经死了。
So God says, the penalty for all sin is death.
所以圣经说，罪的工价就是死。
So this is how I'm going to handle it.
神就是要这样来对付罪。
I'm going to crucify my son Jesus.
神说，我要让我的儿子被钉十字架。
And I'm going to kill him.
让他死。
And I'm going to take you.
而把你们
put you in Christ,
放在基督里
and put you to death as well.
也让你们被钉死。
So,
因此
don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
You've seen, just driving here, you know there's many deers around. Deer.
当我们知道我们开车过来的时候，会看到很多的鹿。
There's, I saw two, maybe three dead deer on the road.
我过来的时候看到大概两三只死鹿。
My wife doesn't like deer. I don't like deer either.
我跟我太太都不喜欢鹿。
Because they come and eat our flowers.
因为他们会把花吃掉。
She'll plant flowers in the pot and they bloom beautiful flowers.
你种了花，那些花开得很漂亮。
We wake up the next morning, it's gone.
早上我们起来的时候发现那些花不见了。
These deer, they come to our property, they eat the prettiest flowers.
这些鹿来到我们家，把最漂亮的花给吃掉。
They eat up all the leaves.
他们也把叶子吃掉。
We went to sleep. The flowers pure, beautiful.
这些花非常的漂亮。
Now it's ugly.
现在变得非常难看。
No flower, no leaves.
没有花，也没有叶。
So we don't like deer because they eat our flowers.
我们不喜欢鹿，他们把花把我们的花给吃掉了。
The deer on the side of the road.
而在路边的那些鹿
will never touch a flower again.
他们再也不会碰这些花。
Never a flower again.
再也不会去碰。
When we get, we've seen people get offended.
我们看到有些人被得罪了。
And get excited.
心里面就非常的被激动。
And usually, if you're the third person, you can see it very clearly, right?
如果你是旁观者的话，你会看得很清楚。
They become, when we get offended and we get excited, we become, you know the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
就是说我们被得罪之后我们就会很激动知不知道 Dr. whatever
If you don't know Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde Dr. Jekyll creates this medicine that when he drinks it he turns into like a monster
他呢、
right?
就这位、
like that, right?
这位医生呢他发明了一种药你喝下去之后你就像变成魔鬼一样
And When a man or a woman is offended and is angry,
无论是男是女，他们得罪了，他们愤怒的时候
，we look like different people.
我们就变成了完全不同的人。
We're very different.
很不同了。
If a slap in the face really offends us and gets us angry, we want to kill.
如果有人打了我们的脸，我们真的是恨不得去把那个人杀死的话。
You go to a dead body, you slap him and you kick him.
你到那个死尸那里，你打他，你踢他。
They'll just smile.
他会不会笑呢？
They don't turn red.
他会不会生气呢？
They don't turn red in the face.
他脸会不会因生气而涨红呢？
They don't scream and they want to kill you.
他们会不会大喊大叫，他要起来杀死你呢？
They're fine.
不会的。
You spit at them. They're fine.
你在他脸上吐口水，他们也无所谓。
That's God's answer for us.
这就是我们也要这样。
The sinner has to die.
罪人要死。
I crucify the sinner in Christ and put that sinner to death.
神把我们与基督同钉十字架，让我们与他同死。
You know, those of us who may have some struggles,
我们当中心里面有挣扎的,
whether it's going into this room and struggling with pornography,
无论是否是进到那个房间, 因着看了淫秽的图画, 心里面纠结的,
or struggling with our anger,
或者呢, 因着我们自己的怒气, 而挣扎的,
or struggling with our pride,
或者因着我们的骄傲而挣扎的,
or struggling obeying our parents,
或者因着违背父母,
unless God Himself touches our hearts,
除非神自己摸着我们的心,
and truly bring us to repentance,
真的让我们能够悔改,
somehow, you know, going into this room, it's, we know it's bad, but it just doesn't seem to be that bad.
不然的话，我们进入那个房间，知道不好，但是没有觉得那么不好。
But if God Himself confronts us,
但是神要告诉我们说,
and makes it clear to us, I don't like this,
让我们心里面很清楚知道他不喜欢这样。
I don't want you to keep doing this.
他不要我们继续的这样做。
We have no place to hide.
我们没有地方可以隐藏。
We still may try.
我们也许还会继续。
Even after God confronts us, we may still go back into this room.
就是神, 就算神责备了我们, 我们也许还会回去。
See, the problem is when we get caught,
问题就是如果我们被捉住了,
we may feel ashamed.
我们会觉得羞耻。
When we are confronted by God, we may feel uncomfortable.
神, 当我们遇见神的时候, 我们会觉得不自在。
But the main reason why God would confront us,
神来遇见我们的原因是,
because we have no idea where this road would take us.
因为我们不知道这条路要把我们带到哪里。
Because some of the sins that we commit,
因为我们犯了某些罪,
and we allow ourselves to keep doing,
我们就是还继续去做。
They don't stay small.
他们其实不是小事。
The temptations get bigger and bigger.
而我们的受的诱惑会越来越大。
It gets bigger and bigger in our minds and in our hearts.
在我们的心思, 在我们的心里面变得越来越大。
And like this man who allegedly molested many young boys,
就像这个虐待了这些男孩子的人一样。
We will take what we see in this room and try to practice it.
我们会将我们在那个房间里面所看到的行出来。
And God knows better than us.
神知道的比我们更清楚。
This road leads to hell.
这条路带我们到地狱。
And for our sake, it's not that God wants us to not to enjoy life.
不是说神不要我们享受生活。
It's not that God wants to make our lives miserable.
不是神要让我们的生活有苦。
God wants to protect us.
神乃是神要保护我们。
When my youngest is 12 now.
我最小的孩子今年12岁。
But when they were little and they were playing with a knife.
他们小的时候会玩刀子。
Or fire.
或者火，玩火。
I wouldn't let them play with a knife.
我不会让他们玩刀。
Because it's dangerous.
因为危险。
They could hurt themselves.
会割到他们自己。
And God, when we dabble in sin,
让我们在当我们在罪里面的时候
knows the danger.
神知道那个危害。
He knows how much we could harm and hurt ourselves.
神知道对我们的危害有多大，对我们的伤害和危害。
So he would confront us.
所以呢，他要制止我们。
That's not good for you.
是为了我。
And I hope and pray that when God Himself confronts us,
我希望我的祷告是神能够来遇见我们。
With certain sin,
让我们对我们的某些罪，神会指指我们。
We would humble ourselves.
我们可以谦卑。
You know, when other people.Come and point out a sin in us.
当别人向我们指出我们的罪的时候
，sometimes the maybe it's the delivery, how it's said.
有时候也许是因为我们说话的方式。
We may hear it like, "Oh man, you are making an accusation.
有时候别人说话的方式让我们觉得他们是在指控我们。
Sometimes we feel like that. You know that Jesus was sitting on the ground, right? And these men brought a woman to Jesus. So we found this woman in adultery.
记不记得有一次主耶稣在教训众人的时候，有人将一个正在奸淫时被抓来的妇被抓到的妇人带到他面前。
And they say, according to the law of Moses, she should be stoned to death.
他们说，按照摩西的律法，她是应当被石头打死的。
And you know the Jesus' response, he says, those of you who have not sinned, be the first to cast a stone.
耶稣对他们说，你们当中谁是没有犯罪的，就可以先拿石头把他打死。
And they all go away.
然后他们就都走开了。
In the end, there's this adulterous woman, a sinner.
到最后呢，只剩下这个犯淫的女人
and Jesus
和主耶稣
just two people
只有两个人
the other men
其他的人
wanted to kill her
本来要打死她的
they are the judge
他们自以为是法官
and they want to execute the judgment
他们想要实行公义
Jesus
耶稣呢
I don't condemn you.
我不定你们的罪。
Go and sin no more.
不要再犯罪了。
I'm going to die for your sin.
我要为你的罪死。
I'm going to pay the penalty. I'm going to be stoned to death in your place.
我要为你的罪付代价，我要替你被打死。
So that you don't have to die.
所以你不用死。
I'm going to pay the penalty for your sin completely.
我要为你的罪付上完全的代价。
So when Jesus says, "Don't sin anymore,"
所以当耶稣说不要再犯罪的时候
，it would be right for him to say, "I'm the judge. I am God. You sin."
他本来可以说，我是法官，我是神，你犯了罪。
But I don't condemn you.
但是我不定你的罪。
Because I will pay the penalty for your sin.
因为我要为你的罪付上代价。
So when Jesus confronts us with our sin,
所以当耶稣来对付我们罪的时候，
He comes to us in the same way.
他也是用同样的方式。
He doesn't come kicking and screaming and yelling at us and say, "You terrible person."
他不是呢来把我们打一顿，然后对我们大声的说，你实在是一个无可救药的人。
Jesus comes to us and says, "Hey, I don't want you to hurt yourself."
主耶稣对我们说，我不希望你再伤害自己。
What you've done so far, what you've done already, I'm going to pay for that.
你已经做的那些事，我付上代价。
I already paid for that.
我已经付了代价。
I don't want you to keep doing it.
我希望你不要再继续这样做。
And you know, in Romans chapter 7,
在罗马书第七章，
Paul goes through the struggle, right?
保罗也经过了这样的挣扎。
Paul knows what he should not do.
保罗知道他不应当做的事。
Because God revealed it to him what he should not do.
因为神向他显明那些不当做的事。
But he finds himself, oh man, I keep doing the same thing over and over again.
但是他却发现自己他一而再再而三地做这些事。
Also, Paul knows through revelation that he should do certain things.
同样保罗借着启示也知道有些事他应当做。
But he cannot do it.
但是他做不了。
What a wretched man that I am.
我是何等的苦啊。
Who is going to save me from this body of death?
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Thanks be to God.
但是感谢神。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
借着主耶稣基督我们的主。
In closing, what I would like to remind us is, yeah, some sins are It's obviously terrible.
在我要结束的时候，我愿意提醒大家，有些罪对我们来讲是很明显的、可怕的。
And if we do, we're doing it behind closed doors, that is, I mean, we know already, because we do it that way, it's sinful.
如果这些事情我们知道是在暗中偷偷的做的时候，我们就知道这些事情是可怕的。
But things like pride, anger, disobeying parents, in the eyes of God, those are just as bad.
同样的，其他的事情，比方说自夸、恼怒、违背父母，在神的眼中同样是严重的。
And I think we need to acknowledge that.
我们都需要知道这一点。
Because if we don't acknowledge that,
如果我们不承认的话，
we will excuse Even those terrible things, we will excuse it in ourselves.
如果我们不承认的话，即使那些可怕的事情，我们也会为自己找借口解脱。
And we will excuse it in other people.
也会呢，别人犯罪，我们也会为他们解脱。
God's answer is death.
神的报应乃是死。
And Jesus told his disciples, "If you want to follow me, deny yourself."
耶稣对他的门徒说：“你们若要跟从我，就当舍己。
”Pick up your cross every day.
背起你的十字架，天天背起你的十字架。
And follow me.
来跟从我。
May the Lord give us the grace to acknowledge what truly is sinful.
神给我们恩典，让我们可以承认我们真的是有罪。
And come to the Lord for His covering.
到神面前求神来遮盖我们。
For His forgiveness.
求他赦免我们。
Because when we confess our sins,
因为我们若认自己的罪，
our Lord is gracious and faithful.
神是信实的，是神是有恩典的神。
He forgives it.
他会赦免我们。
It's gone.
就不再纪念了。
No record.
没有任何的记录。
Doesn't stop us from perhaps doing it again in the future.
也许说我们以后还会做。
But when we confess it,
但是如果我们认自己的罪
It's gone.
罪就不再纪念了。
Nobody can come to us
and
accuse us.
没有人可以到我们面前来指责我们。
Satan himself can come and say, hey, you've been doing this for a long time.
撒旦可以到我们面前来控告我们说你做了你 这件事情你已经做了很久了。
But he has no accusation.
但是我们
Because the moment we confess our sins to the Lord,
当我们向神认罪的那一刻我们就不再被定罪了。
It's gone.
已经离开我们。
Forever and ever.
永远的离开我们。
And for all of us, this is a, because it's a process.
对我们每一个人来说，因为这是一个过程。
For some of us, it may take a lifetime.
也许对我们有些人来说，我们一这是一生的过程。
20, 30, 40, 50 years to overcome certain sin.
需要20年、30年、甚至50年，我们才能够胜过这样的罪。
But our Lord Jesus is faithful.
但是我们的主是信实的。
He is there the whole 50 years.
这五十年中，他时刻与我们同在。
To help us,
帮助我们胜过。
To overcome,
来胜过这一切。
In closing, I would like to read from Galatians 2:20.
结束的时候，我们一起来看加拉太书第二章二十节。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and delivered himself up for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
Okay, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that you will never leave us or forsake us.
父啊，我们感谢你，因为你从来也不离弃我们。
There is no sin that is more powerful than your grace.
没有一样罪能够比你的恩典更大。
And we pray for each one of us here.
为我们在这里的每一位主啊，我们向你祈求。
Grant us a humble heart before you.
让我们在你面前有一个谦卑的心。
That when you come and confront us.
当你来到我们这里来对付我们的时候。
In any sin.
无论是什么样的罪。
That we will bow before you.
我们在你面前匍匐。
And confess those sins.
认我们的罪。
And to be willing to be subjection to you.
愿意来顺服你。
That as you lead us and guide us.
你引导我们。
As you desire to change us and to transform us.
来改变我们。
Into your image.
成为你的形象。
We will be willing.
我们能够有愿意的心。
To allow ourselves to be yielded to you.
让我们自己可以交给你。
Because we cannot do it.
因为我们没有办法。
And you do all things well.
而你能够成就这一切。
We commit each and every one of us into your hands.
我们把每一个人都交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.